We've already said that there is a link between global warming and increased concentrations of greenhouse gases. We've seen the data that suggests that in the last 150 years there has been an increase in temperature that is unusual. It's happening more quickly than one would have expected. The next question to ask is, how does this relate? Is there any evidence that carbon dioxide concentrations have changed alongside these increases in temperature over the last 150 or so years? So we need to look at the evidence for increased concentrations of atmospheric carbon dioxide alongside the evidence that we've looked at for temperature changes. Does that make sense? So next we need to look at how carbon dioxide concentrations have changed in the last 150 or so years. And this brings us to a very, very important graph. This has been described as one of the most important graphs and figures of the 20th century. It's sometimes called the Keeling curve, K-E-E-L-I-N-G. After the man who first published this set of data. This data comes from an island in Hawaii called Mauna Loa. So it's sometimes also called the Mauna Loa curve. So Mauna Loa is a mountain, it's actually an extinct volcano, in Hawaii. This is an important site because it's well away from pollution. So it's not affected by man's pollution at that point, by local pollution, you could say. And in Mauna Loa, there is a station which records changes in temperature, composition of the atmosphere, etc. So it's a meteorological station. And one of the measurements it makes is of carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere. And this is the data that goes back to the 1950s. This is the data for carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere. Looking first at the red line, the graph shows a general trend of an increase in carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere from, well, you tell me, what's the value in 1959? Can you read it? 300 and... Yes, three. It's just over halfway between these two, isn't it? So I would say 317, something like that. Yep, it's difficult to be absolutely precise, but in that region. So the concentration of carbon dioxide has increased from, so we say 317 ppm by volume in 1959 to, the graph actually goes up to 1998. What is the value there? You can probably see it better than me, because what would you say it is? 365, yeah. Don't forget the units ppm by volume. So overall, there is a general trend of increasing carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere. And that was a very, very important finding by this scientist Keeling. One other point that we should look at is this fluctuation in carbon dioxide concentration. Can you see that the fluctuations are on an annual basis. So in each year, there's a high and a low. Yep.